And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa, unfortunately, is still under the weather. He'll be back. You'll shim at the Fred Hall Show, I guarantee you that. But hey, got a couple of great guys here in the studio. Bart Hall, Mike Lum from the Fred Hall Show. We're going to be talking fishing and giving away some great prizes. So you stay tuned to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available soon at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 in the Shimano booth at the Fred Hall Shows and coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to be back to tell you about the 41st Annual Fred Hall Show, March 23rd to the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. When I think back over our 71-year history, I am always amazed that the little show my father produced at the old Gillmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2017 version of the Fred Hall Shows. The San Diego Show has become San Diego's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. It is always our goal to entertain you for a full day with nearly 500 booths, over 200 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free. But the Fred Hall Shows also strive to help preserve the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. Please come and help us celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 23rd to the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Join the Coastal Conservation Association of California and get in free. Presented by Progressive. Check us out at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. We're all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Marty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock God Rick's still under the weather, recovering from his journeyman Puerto Vallarta trip, where they had such great fishing down there. But I've got a couple great guys here in the studio. Bart and Mike from the Fred Hall Shows. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
great
Pete.
Great to have you here in the studio. And, wow, what a season. It's Fred Hall Show, literally the season. 3 shows in a row this year, right?
Yes, and they practically killed us.
Yeah, well, you're looking strong. You're looking strong, you guys. Very good. And how was the – we know Long Beach was gigantic, and we know Long Beach was a huge success. How did the Bakersfield show go?
You know, it's our first year up there, so we weren't sure what to expect. But looking at all the records, we broke all the records. And so our new baseline is the highest that they've had up there. So we'll see what happens. We're very excited that the – I was talking to you earlier that, you know, Mike and I were concerned about calling it a Fred Hall show and bringing in the boats and the fishing tackle, and would that really work, you know, because it's been more of a county fair kind of deal, you know, with tractor pulls and sand drags and stuff like that. But it did work. All the stuff that was good, people loved, and all the new stuff they did. And Mike did a great job turning one whole building in entirely fishing. They had, you know, a handful of fishing booths in the past, and he turned an entire building into a fishing building, and now we're already looking at turning a second building into more fishing. And so, and the boats all did well. They all want to come back. They want to be more closer together than that. We had them a little bit spread out, so we learned some things, you know, about the market and what's going on. And but basically everything was very positive. The people liked it, the exhibitors liked it, and I guess we're off to a good start.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations, Mike, and your take on it.
Well, I was most worried about it. I knew the RV portion of it would kind of take care of itself because it's been a very successful RV show for years. But I was very nervous about the fishing. And when we put it on paper originally and said, gee, I'd like to have this room become the fishing hall. It's currently known as building number one, but I wanted it to be called the fishing hall. And so we penciled it all out. And I was actually trying to figure out what to put in certain places to really use up some of the space. And it's not a huge hall. And as the months went by and sign-ups just kept coming, all those extra things I planned on having in that room went outside or in someplace else. So we filled it completely, and we made it one of the show entrances, which was different. They're used to having the one entrance, which is a ways away from this building. And so we made this the alternate entrance, and it just worked because the moment the show opened, there was people in the building where in the past they're used to it taking a while for people to filter in there. And having all the fishing and fishing travel and kayaks and all that in one room, this show went last year from having not one manufacturer display to having a room full.
Wow.
And so the public responded very favorably. You know, you could tell the ones that had been to the show in years past because they were like, their eyes lit up, and it was like, wow.
This is a real show.
And then you could tell the guys that came up from Long Beach because they were, what other buildings have more fishing? You know, yeah. that's the way it goes. But we really did vacillate back and forth as to whether we hang the Fred Hall name on the front of the title or at the back of the title. And I was actually in favor of hanging it on the back of the title. And Bart was kind of in the middle, and we finally just decided it was going to become the Fred Hall Central Valley Show, which Central Valley kind of got sidestepped, and it became the Fred Hall Show, like everything else. It did, you know, and I'm glad we did it. But just like we name all of our shows different things, it's still the Fred Hall Show.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what the other words are. So
now we're headed into a whale of a show.
A whale of a
show. And that's the Del Mar, the Fred Hall. So what is the title of this one officially?
This one is just the Fred Hall Show.
The Fred Hall Show.
You know, and the way that got started, okay, everybody's heard this story, or a lot of them, but maybe somebody hasn't. You know, back in 1946 when my dad started, there wasn't anything out here. But then the competitors came into the market, and they were all called sportsman shows. My dad's show was called the Sportsman Show, too, the L.A. Sportsman Show. And then there would be this sportsman show and that sportsman show. But people would say, well, it's the Fred Hall Sportsman Show. Now, the Fred Hall Sportsman Show is the one that has the fishing. The Fred Hall Sportsman Show. So we called it the Fred Hall Fishing Tackle and Boat Show. The Fred Hall, you know, Fishing Tackle and Fishing Boat Show. We went through a whole bunch of different things.
Ultimate outdoor experience.
Yeah, well, that's our tagline. That still is our tagline. But, you know, finally we just gave up and said it's the Fred Hall Show. That's what everybody calls it. Yeah. Now, that's a double-edged sword. If you know what
Except for online. Lane, he calls it
the boat Show.
Yeah.
I know.
I tried to teach him.
I know. He's. But, you know.
See, when I saw that cast, I thought maybe you had kicked him enough times yesterday.
He does.
But it is a boat show, too.
Well, here's the problem. It's San Diego's only fishing show, San Diego's biggest boat show and biggest international recreational travel show for hunting and fishing. So, we're going to have more boats than we've had here before. That O'Brien building is completely packed with boats. Mm-hmm. Mike laid out the room a little bit. There are some booths along the far wall, but, man, it's packed. Big displays. Every boat dealer took huge spaces.
Wow. That's fantastic. And numerous boats.
Oh, yeah.
From how big to how big?
I think our biggest boat is 30-something. And, you know, of course, we have the kayaks and the smaller boats.
Yeah.
But we have tow boats. You know, we've got we don't have any high-performance boats down here, but we have you know, tow boats and fishing boats and cruisers and
everything.
Yep.
Like not just fishing boats. It's like
not just fishing
ski
boats.
Boat or
yeah.
a pontoon yep. boat.
Lots of pontoon boats.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing sight when you walk into that first hall, which is the
O'Brien
building.
By the way, did you ever get into the sports arena in Long Beach? You got to be kidding me.
I didn't.
Gee, honey, Christmas.
I kept on getting waylaid out.
You got to go see that sometime.
I kept on getting waylaid outdoors because there was so much going on outdoors.
Well, this will be bigger than the arena in Long Beach because
really?
It's a bigger room. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's
pretty. You know what I think? I think Pete really doesn't like boats all that much.
Yeah, right.
That's what
yeah,
I'm thinking.
Right. I doubt that. But I'll tell you what, there were in Long Beach, there were boats not only in the arena, but also
all
throughout. Through everywhere.
Yeah,
every building had boats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now, is that true in Del Mar?
The O'Brien building and the Bing Crosby building both have boats. But there are no boats in the Seaside Pavilion and none in the exhibit hall is all booths. We just don't have room for boats.
Yeah.
So. Although, you know, when we started here, we only had the exhibit hall and all the boats were around the outside and the few booths were down the middle.
Yeah.
That was 40 years ago.
But. Now you have boats outside also.
We have one big boat outside.
Okay.
The little Hoquiam is outside.
Okay, we'll be outside. Yeah. And then, of course, the Ford trucks inside
and out. Oh, yeah,
inside
and out.
Yeah.
Ford trucks will be everywhere.
Yeah, okay. And so what are some of the other great things that people can look forward to come if they come and see and they buy a ticket to go to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar?
Well, you know, our business model is a full day of family fun. So you got the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show.
Great show.
Really is a fun show for everybody. You know, and the thing is that lumberjack skills were skills that were important to America for a long time. We wouldn't have had lumber. We wouldn't have had houses.
Are these guys really lumberjacks?
They really are. Well, they use the skills that lumberjacks have. And the guys that are here, I don't know who's here this week, but the guy last week in Long Beach that we had, he was the log roller was a champion, a log roller, three-time champ, world champion. The guy that did the axe just won the world championships like a month ago back east. So these are athletes with great skills, so it's fun to watch that show. Then you got the Great American Duck Races. We got climbing wall and a laser tag event behind that.
The climbing wall's cool. I saw kids climbing that wall. That's amazing.
They love that stuff. Yeah. Then, of course, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond.
Yeah.
Right next to that is Fishing in the City. You know, with Kids Casting Contest, Brian Young runs that. We've got the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs down there. We got fly casting outside. We have a lot of booths outside this year that we haven't had in the past.
The big smoked turkey leg guy going to be there?
He will be there, yeah. Yeah. And the accurate saltwater tank, the Daiwa freshwater tank, the Cousins Main Seminar stage. You know, if you...
Got the Hobie Kayak stage. Where
the Hobie Kayak Theater. And, you know, like I told Ron, you know, if he has somebody who's hot to trot and want to try something, we can probably put it in the dog pool in the first half hour every day. You know?
There you go. Yeah. That's fun. And but he'll have a pool in his booth. Like
yeah, he will. Yeah, that
a
was
lot going on.
That's a really cool pool that, you know, Mike came up with that idea. Tell him about that, Mike.
Well, it occurred to me in watching the people in Ron's booth, actually, because our office is in the same building that his booth is, so I see it a lot. And I would watch people come in there, and they would obviously be interested in kayaks, but I know that an awful lot of them would look at the kayaks, and I know what was going through their head. I can't do this. I'll fall out. It'll tip over. And obviously we all know that that's not the case. But getting them on water, even though Ron's store is right there on Mission Bay, getting them to take the effort to drive to his store and commit to get in a kayak, I'm thinking it's probably like 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 that would actually follow through. So I thought, well, if you just had a way to float that kayak in the booth, not go anywhere in it, just float it so a person could step into it, sit down in it, and say, I knew what the reaction would be. It would be, this thing is rock solid. Anybody could do it. I could do this. And so I came up with this idea, and I started looking for a pre-bought pool. Nobody makes such a thing. And so then we were going to have one made, and it cost a lot of money, and I couldn't figure out how to get it done cheaper. So I asked Tim Baker one day, I said, hey, if we wanted to have a small little pool just big enough to float a kayak, how do we do it? And within 5 minutes, he gave me a sketch, and he said, we can just build it. And that's what he did, and we've now used it for 4 or 5 years. But it was hard to convince.
Baker, for sure.
It was hard to convince anybody that there was a need for it. And even Ron, when we first said it, you know, it was like, oh, that's nice. But he just didn't get it until it was in his booth, and he saw the people actually get in. And then he was the one that had the idea of putting the lean bar, I'm not sure what Hobie calls that, but that leaning bar that allows you to stand up and have a handle in the kayak. He put that in his kayak in the pool, and it acts as a handle to let people step into the kayak. Now, quite often, there's a line of people waiting to get into the kayak. Yeah. It worked out great, and it worked just as good in Bakersfield.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Bakersfield, too.
Jim Salazar came up to help us and to help Hobie, and I brought that pool up. And, of course, the dealer up there had never seen it or never thought of it. And so I told Jim, I said, they probably won't listen to me. Just go over and show them how well this thing works. And within 20 minutes, he had a line of people waiting to get in the kayak.
The dealer in Long Beach doesn't use it.
Wow.
It's not at the Long Beach show because he doesn't see the value of it.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
He's missing out, isn't he?
I think so.
But
yeah,
there's plenty to see in Long Beach. Yeah. Speaking of which, one thing that I noticed at the Long Beach show this year was a lot more free dive spearfishing guys.
And you'll see more down here, too.
Okay, I was going to ask, because free diving and spearfishing is getting huge, especially among our listeners and throughout the fishing community. So you're going to see more of that this year.
Yeah, we have two very large displays, two 400-square-foot displays, separate companies down here. You know, Spear America and Joseph & Joseph.
Two different locations. Wow,
yeah.
Fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here with Mike and Bart. And if you want to join us, lines are open right now. You can get through at 858-457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090. And we're giving it away today. Two lucky callers are each going to win two tickets to the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. That's this Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And once again, if you're a skier or a snowboarder, you want to go experience probably one of the best winters in history in beautiful Mammoth Lakes, maybe do a little fishing and skiing, snowboarding package there. We're giving away, thanks to the people at Mammoth Mountain and my good buddy Jimmy Hugh up there, we're giving away two tickets, a two-day lift ticket, for one person to go ski or snowboard at Mammoth Lake. That's about a $300 package right there this season. So if you're a skier or a snowboarder, you want to plan a trip up to Mammoth Lake, just tell Adam, who's covering the phones for Ryan this morning, that you want in on those tickets, the lift tickets to Mammoth Mountain, and you're in there. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk more fishing here, get reports. There's fishing out there to be had, so you stay tuned. Find out right here on Let's Talk Hookup Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Okuma you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has a great selection of Okuma reels and Nomad tackle bags. Large discounts on tackle bags and free Spectra on the reels. That's Okuma and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, Back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at CedrosKayakFishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick's going to be at the Fred Hall Show, I pretty much guarantee you, in the Fisherman's Tackle booth, which is going to be a huge booth once again.
I hope he's feeling better.
Yeah, he'll feel better. He's on the Z-Pack, and he'll be getting back. So get well, Ricky. We need you there for sure. You know, if you buy a CalStar rod at the Fred Hall Show, either from Fisherman's Landing Tackle or Turner's Outdoorsman, take it over with your receipt to the CalStar booth. They're going to give you a free T-shirt.
Really?
How about that, huh?
Wow.
That's a pretty good deal. Yeah. And I got to tell you, that this week's edition of Western Out There News with that Fred Hall Del Mar edition, what a great job, man. I know you work very tightly with Pat putting that together. That's a huge effort, right?
It is a huge effort. It really, for me, that causes most of my stress throughout the year, getting those two issues together,
yeah.
Long Beach and Del Mar. I know Pat has more stress than what I go through. So
oh, yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. So pick it up. And it also has a show guide in there, too, right?
It
lists a lot of seminars and also what's going to be there. You can see who's going to be there and some of your favorite seminars and such. But you can get that all online, too, right, Mike?
Yeah, all the seminars are online. One that was a late addition is the Hobie seminar schedule probably won't be up until Monday. So okay. If you're looking for that and it's not there, it is going to be there. It just we had a little snafu on that, but it will be up on Monday and you can check it out. But all the rest of them are up and accurate and ready to go.
Yeah, for sure. So check that out either in Western Outdoor News this week. You can get a complete and see some of your favorite people's kind of make plan your attack because it's a big show. If you're only going to come for one day, you need to plan your attack.
There's a couple hundred seminars.
Yeah.
So you got to
maybe come a couple days because it's 4 days.
And some of the guys are only doing seminars certain days. You know, they're not there all the time. Some of the guys that have in the past been there all 4 days are only doing seminars 2 days. So you want to take a close look on that. Don't just assume that they're going to be there all four days.
Well, like Mark Wish, he does our seminars Thursday and Friday, but he does his 90-minute special seminars on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The tackle deals are going to be exceptional this year because it's the last show. You know they're going to not want to take a lot of that inventory back, you know, hold it back. So you know there's going to be some great tackle deals, right?
I know that they planned on it.
Yeah. They've done a great job this year. The Long Beach show, you know, they kind of, the guys that do both shows planned on both shows, and some of them held some stuff back. But the reports that we're getting from most of the tackle, in fact, all the tackle guys that I've talked to, it was just a banner year for them, and they're anticipating the same in Del Mar. So.
Yeah. I know a lot of the manufacturers are going to have booths there right across from us every year. Shimano, of course, has a lot of their new product, including that new Tranx 300 and 400, and a lot of their new lures that they've come out with, a lot of the new rods that they've come out with. And I have a new neighbor next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Right, Mike?
Yes, exactly right. Rick asked us a while back if he could get somewhere close to you, so I figured right next to you is close enough.
That's a good one. Yeah, he's a good neighbor for sure. Well, hey, guys want to talk to you, so let's go ahead and jump into those phones. Let's talk to Ed in Mira Mesa. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
Hi, guys. excuse me. My question is for Bart there. Bart, is there any thought about giving multi-day passes? And also, is there a discount for veterans to get into the show?
There is a discount for veterans. Multi-day passes create issues for us that seem simple sitting out there, but they're difficult. And so we do not have multi-day passes, but we do have discounts for veterans. And, of course, kids 15 and under are always free. We have a small discount for seniors as well. So
how much is admission this year?
Admission is $15, and it's $5 off for military and $2 off for seniors, and kids 15 and under are free.
Wow. So would I qualify as a senior then?
I think you do, actually.
Yeah, okay.
But you get a pass anyway.
Yeah, I know. But so seniors start at 60?
65, I think.
65. Okay, I'm not there
Mike,
yet.
Mike, do you know?
I actually thought it was 60. So
yeah.
It might be 60.
Like
okay.
When you go to the movies, it's 60.
Okay,
you know?
There you
it's
go,
like
60.
But
all
I got to tell you the truth. It's really hard to go up there and say, can I get the senior rate? But
yeah.
I do anyway.
They're not going to card you.
I think you're right, Mike. I think you're right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get a chance to talk to Bart and Mike, have a chance to go ski for free at Mammoth Mountain in this epic year. I love the idea in the spring of the ski and fish day. You go skiing, you go fishing in the morning, and then especially in the springtime, and you let it soften up a bit up on the mountain, and you go ski in the sunshine in the afternoon. Man, it doesn't get any better.
You're
going
to be able to ski. You know, if they wanted to leave that open, it could be open till August.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're talking about.
You'll be able
about.
To ski all through July. The fishing should be great. Skiing should be great.
Oh, yeah, with 45 feet of snow.
Unbelievable.
And then think about the fishing.
I know.
With
and all that
Lakes.
Water. All that
yeah.
water. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Now, Mammoth Lakes will be there.
Mammoth Lakes will be there.
I heard even that Whitney's going to make a token appearance.
We hear rumors of Whitney, but, you know, we'll see if she actually gets here. But, you know, in Mammoth Lakes last year, and they're going to do it again this year, they stock 650,000 pounds of trout, you know, up in that area between all of their private and public stocking programs. Mammoth Lakes alone had 10 tons just in the summertime. So it's going to be a great year for fishing up there. The water's going to be good. The fish are going to be active. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fun, yeah. Well, the good news is I don't qualify for a senior discount yet at the Fred Hall Show because it's 62, right?
62.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm almost there, but not quite. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Dan in Encinitas, you're on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for my call. Bart, just want to thank you for all the shows you and your dad put on over the years. I've been going for 40 years now. I mean, I live in Encinitas, what, two exits away from Del Mar, and just wanted to ask, where is the CCA booth going to be? And everybody else, hook in hand is awesome. It doesn't matter if it's a 40-pound tuna or a 2-pound calico. Hook in hand just makes kids want to come back fishing. Thanks.
No question. Not only kids, but also inexperienced anglers, man. It's great to hook in hand to somebody that may be having a little difficulty on the rail and get them started, right?
Absolutely. Well, the CCA, of course, is the Coastal Conservation Association of California. The CCA is our only national angler organization that...
that makes things happen.
Well, it protects the resource and it ensures our access to that resource.
Right.
So there's two. It's a two-prong effect. And without it, we have nothing. And
we'd be in big trouble.
We'd be in big trouble. And they have, since they have national clout, they can get a lot of stuff done. But it's a grassroots organization. We need everyone involved. And so far, to my mind, I've been kind of disappointed in the numbers of anglers that actually join. According to the national people, they say we're doing really well. It doesn't seem like it to me. It seems like everybody who has a fishing license should be a member of the CCA Cal, Coastal Conservation Association of California. But you can get into the show for free, and you get this huge package worth literally thousands of dollars in potential prizes because you're entered in several drawings. And, Mike, there's a new drawing that's going on this year.
Yeah, they're doing it for Del Mar. If you join or renew your CCA membership in Del Mar, you'll be entered into a drawing for a day-and-a-half trip on the Searcher.
Nice!
And when you think about the fact that, you know, that's a pretty small number of people in that drawing, your chances of winning it are pretty darn good. But even if you don't win that drawing, the fact that you renewed or joined CCA is very, very important. And what Bart said is entirely true. We should have a lot more people willing to step up and help build this, because we're still in the growing stage. We're still trying to lay the foundation here for this California chapter. And National is used to it taking many years. We don't have many years. We need to get this done much sooner than that. And honestly, it's not asking very much of anglers that enjoy fishing to spend what it takes to be an annual member and support this cause. And so it's kind of just a plea that if you're listening to this and you fish, please join CCA and get involved. Be part of the solution.
It has to be done. You know, you look at the governor of this state,
oh my God.
He just wants to stop fishing everywhere. It's unbelievable. And even trout plants and things like that. You know, if you enjoy taking your kids trout fishing and such like that, even that stuff. Although CCA is more associated with saltwater angling.
CCA is saltwater angling, but
yeah,
that doesn't...
But it doesn't stop that. I mean, they're still involved in other things, too.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, if you're in the Gulf states, you can take your time because everybody there fishes in Texas and Louisiana
right.
and Florida. And they have governments there that support fishing. In this state, they want to end fishing and they want to end hunting. And it's really... You know, you can take it for granted all you want. All of a sudden, you wake up one day and go, wow, not only are there MPAs, I just can't fish anymore.
Yeah.
It's illegal to fish now.
Yeah.
And that's what's staring us in the face. And that's why if we don't all join and get together and pull together and support one another and get involved, fishing will end in California.
Yeah, so please, everybody that listens to the show, I certainly hope if you're not a member of CCA, Coastal Conservation Association of California yet, please join at the Fred Hall Show. You get in free.
Yep.
You get the booklet that includes all kinds of discounts, including this $40 angle cup for buying. If you buy a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, you get the $40 angle cup. At our booth with the limited edition Let's Talk Hookup logo, Maui Jim logo on it. And that's just one of the many discounts that are on there.
Well, one last thing on that, Pete. There's a number of chapters that have been within California. We're trying to develop chapters, and we have. I think we're up to five now. But if you'll stop by the CCA booth and ask, there's opportunities to get involved at that level as well. Doesn't cost you a bunch of money, just takes some time and willingness to help. You can get involved on the on a board member level to help those local chapters get us where we need to go. So stop by and just say, hey, here's where I live, what chapter's near me. And if you live in an area that doesn't have a chapter, maybe there's an opportunity to put one together using maybe people in your fishing club or your work or your buddies that you fish with or whatever. But get involved. I mean, one thing I've just grown tired of hearing is, you know what you guys ought to do? When I hear those words come out of somebody's mouth, here's what you guys ought to do, I just stop. It's like, you are us guys. So if you've got a great idea, get involved and help us.
That's good words. That's a good question. That's a good one, Mike. I've heard that before. What you guys ought to do. Don't say what you guys ought to do. Here's what we should do.
Exactly.
You should be a part of that for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for bringing that up. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to John Ireland, who will be at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. Good morning, John.
Absolutely, Peter. Hi, Rick, Bart, Mike.
Good morning,
good morning,
John.
Good morning, guys. It's hard to believe that the state of California feels that they can take our right to fish.
Who
are these guys?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a real religious guy, but Jesus Christ was a fisherman. It's unreal.
Yeah.
It's almost unthinkable, Bart, you know, when you bring it out. But their intention is to really stop fishing in California. It's unbelievable.
That's right.
The temerity that they have, that they feel they can get away with it. Everybody's got to get together on that one for sure.
No kidding. And the other thing too, John, as you know, that a lot of times Mexico follows suit to what we do here. So
Absolutely. It's
not just right here that we need to protect our right to fish. It's also down in Mexico.
Absolutely. You know, they have closures in different areas and all that, but they follow suit in the United States. They sure do. And again, this is not a real United States issue. This is a California issue, and the state of California itself. I'm sixth generation, and I'm a little embarrassed right now what these guys are trying to pull on us. You know.
I know. How did it get this way?
They're taxing the hex out of us. They tax us for the weather.
I know.
Like they have something to do with the weather. It's unreal.
Yeah. So what about fishing at Rancho Leonero? It's on.
It was a really, really interesting week. The water had beautiful weather for the last 2 weeks. It's just been flat as a shot. Water temp went up about 2 degrees, 2 to 4 degrees. It was 69-70 last week. It's 72-74. Clear as a bell, just flat as it can be. And fishing's picked up. Still really no billfish yet and Dorado, but we're getting some nice yellowfin. Everything north up by the 88. Just south of Sorabo Island there. Biggest fish this week was 58 pounds. We had one last week that was in the hundreds, right from the same area. The guys are slow trolling ballyhoo, or they're using squid and going down about 100 feet. And they're almost right on the 88, right on the high spot taking them. A lot of breakoffs, but a pretty decent yellowfin bite pretty early in the year, so we're happy about that. Inside, the fishing's very, very good. Lots of pargo, Sierra, skipjack, a lot of activity inside. The guys have really been knocking dead. We actually even caught, I sent you a picture, Pete, a sheep's head. The first sheep's head we've ever caught at Rancho.
And that was a giant. Did you see that one, Mike?
I did not.
It's a giant sheep head.
I wish we posted it on our
Facebook page. It was a giant. How big was that thing?
A beautiful thing. It was 28 pounds.
Whoa. 28 pounds. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And you know, it was such a beautiful fish. I just wish they had dumped it back in and released that one. It's just a really special fish, but just shows you what's down there. There's all kinds of stuff going on. A lot of inside, you know, schools of skipjack are roaming up and down, schools of jacks. If somebody wants to pull on fish, my gosh, they can just have at it. We've got quite a few yellowtail now, too. We've got Spanish mackerel available for bait, and the guys are catching quite a few yellowtail now, much better than it was last week, and that seems to be improving a bunch, too. Sierra, gobs of Sierra in the morning. Just lots of action. Lots of action and real nice weather. It's beautiful down right now.
Oh, man, sounds great. Well, looking forward to getting down to the ranch. I know we still have a few spots left for our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero trip in prime time, early June. And airfares are great on both Alaska as well as flying out of Tijuana on Valeris and such like that. There's so many opportunities, such an easy place to get to. Come and join us. We have Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial giving us $500 cash prize. And then Dave from Golden State Stripes is giving us another $500 cash for that tournament. And then other times, too, John, you have great openings. It's time to book the ranch. How do we do that?
Thanks. It's a good tournament to fish, you understand.
Oh, it's fun.
15 to 20 boats, and somebody's going to win $1,000 for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's definitely worthy and fun. And also I might mention that it's easier and easier to get down to the Cabo, to the ranch now. Southwest is flying out of San Diego, so they're added to the list. So it's easy to get in and out, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Bring those fares down, too.
Yeah, the fares are down, and especially if you want to walk across the border and go Valaris, go from Tijuana to Cabo and Valaris. It's an easy to get back and forth across the border, and you can get fares half of what you get straight out of San Diego. So it's worth looking at Valaris too.
Yeah, or flying out of L.A., Orange County.
Sometimes you can fly a lot cheaper out of L.A. because there's so many flights coming out of L.A. I think they said there's. It's like 12 a day now flying
into Cabo.
L.A. into Cabo. Isn't that unreal?
Yeah. And then
I fly out of L.A.
L.A. And it's a 50-minute drive up to the ranch.
It's an easy ride. We'd love to see you guys. So it's 800-646-2252. Or check out a lot of good photos. We've been posting these photos. The sheep shed's a beautiful shot. RancherLeonero.com.
All right. Check it out. And we'll see you Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, John, in the Rancho Leonero booth.
I really wanted to mention it. Without the Hall shows, they've really been good for the ranch over the years. You guys helped keep us full. Thank you, Bart. Thank you, Mike.
John, I can't wait to get there. I'm counting. I don't even know when we're going, but I got to figure it out soon.
David, I was after David at the show trying to get him to set his dates.
We got to get going. I just can't wait. As soon as the show's over, the first thing I think about is go to Rancho Leonero.
Well, me too. I'm ready to get back down after the shows, and a beautiful spring it's going to be for sure.
Sounds good, John. Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you Thursday at the show and talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward
to it,
gentlemen.
Thanks for the call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more from Bart and Mike. You want to get through? 877-792-1090 is open, and a line open at 858-457-1090. This is Let's Talk Hookup, and it is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have tons of new items, closeout deals, and all the great tried-and-true items you have come to expect, all with aggressive discounts or valuable free goods. If you are looking for great deals on rods, reels, blanks, line, jigs, clothing, rod belts, tackle boxes, hooks, rod parts, and more, you need to visit our greatest booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to talk about great product from Shimano, and I got to tell you, the hit of the Long Beach, and I'll bet the Bakersfield show was that Tranx 300 and 400 reel. Hey, it tackles anything in fresh or salt water, but for you saltwater guys, with the X-Chip and HEG technologies, It has massive cranking power and smooth retrieve and cast. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Big baits, small baits, whatever it is, the 300 and 400 Tranks from Shimano has the core power, core protect water-resistant technology that make it last a long, long time, even in that harsh saltwater environment. Two different styles in each reel, the Tranks 400 HG, as well as the lower gear A, or the Tranks 300 A or HG. You get it at your local Shimano dealer. Better yet, see it at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show in the Shimano booth.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
XFRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here again. Rock Hard Rick, get well, Ricky. We need you back in the studio here. Most of all, Doug needs you in the Fisherman's Landing tackle booth at the Fred Hall Show this Thursday. So get well and come back strong like we know you will. And indeed, it's time to talk about some strong fishing here. The Catch Report today is talking, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the finest fish processing in San Diego, that's for sure. And you know they're known as the fish pros for a reason. And once you try them, you're going to be hooked with them. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specifications. You want a half pound, 1 pound, 3 pound, you want sushi cuts, they'll do it all for you at Fisherman's Processing. And they have the best smoked fish, they have the best jerky, and, of course, the world-famous tuna burger that you want there. Fisherman'sProcessing.com for details. You can pre-book your order when you're going on a long-range trip or a local trip, or just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Let's start it up with Shane calling us from Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, great. Great. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Excited to be at the show this week. Excited to see you guys there.
That's right. You guys will have your booth there, the Dana War Sport Fishing booth, right?
Yeah, I believe we're set up right next to Fisherman's Landing and Tackle Booth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But anyways, we'll jump into the little catch report here. Start off with our three-quarter day run, still focusing our efforts down there on that rockfish stuff and that deeper water. And it's been fair. It's been fair enough. Some good sculpin mixed in it throughout the count. And if you can get away from that red crab, you know, stand a chance at picking some nice fish. And guys fishing the jigs and stuff like that have been pretty productive as well. A red crab jig or something red, you know, just they're so keyed in on that stuff. But it's been fair down there. We've been able to, you know, pick away and put some days together down there in that rockfish zone. We haven't really been sliding into fish bass so much on that trip yet. But I'm sure, you know, time will tell, and we'll probably be mixing it up a little bit. As far as our half-day runs, we've seen a little pickup in the bass fishing this last week. The water stayed consistent, and we've started to see a lot more fish, you know, being active, you know, feeding around on the surface, crashing on some of the bait, starting to eat the fly line sardine a little bit better. So, yeah, it's a good sign for things to come. And keep that ball rolling throughout the week and keep picking away at it. Our halibut derby's coming to a close. I think there's only, a couple trips left, a couple drift trips left on the old derby there. So it's coming to a close. I know there's that big fish still, 32 pounds, holding off number one spot, but still that opportunity to put one up there on the board and knock some people off and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting. They're out today. Wish those guys luck. Hopefully they can put a few of those things on the boat, mix up that leaderboard, and we'll have that fish off coming up soon with the top 25 anglers of the Derby. And interesting, some good, cool cash prizes for that whole Derby, and interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, no
kidding. Anyways, just, you know, typical time of year and picking away at some bass and rockfish, and we got all our trips running. We got our half-day trips running, double half-day, and our three-quarter day run, as well as that halibut drift trip. We try to do it 1 to 2 times a week. Like I said, there's only a couple left, so And, yeah, in full swing here. I'm sure we'll start seeing some twilight action coming around the corner and break into our summer months and get going.
Yeah, man. Shane, that sounds like such good fishing. It's happening. It is springtime in Southern California, and you got to love the fishing here.
Yeah,
sure.
We're getting there. This weather's been nice. Besides the fog, it's been really nice out here.
Yeah, well,
real nice, smooth, calm days out here.
Are we going to see you at the Fred Hall Show?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Mr. Woolley will be there. He'll be there Friday, Saturday. We'll be up there mixing it up with everyone. So
all
be
right.
Cool.
Right next to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth, we'll see you guys and Mr. Woolley up there at the Fred Hall Show. Thanks a lot for that, and see you on Thursday.
Sounds good, guys. Real quick, if you guys want to book a trip or anything like that, 496-5794, area code 949 there, GatorWarSportFishing.com. Of course, Let's Talk Hookup page. You can save some money by linking us there.
Yeah, right on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. You link right to the Dana Wharf special deal. Saves you big bucks on a half and three-quarter day trip every time you go at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Very generous of you guys to do that.
That's right. All right, you guys. Thank you. Have a good morning.
All right, Shane. See you Thursday at the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, we got lots to talk about, Pete.
Yeah,
it looks
man.
Like spring has sprung.
It has, hasn't it?
You know, one of the functions of all this weather this winter was to really reshape the beaches and blow out those river, the river mouths, the lagoons, all those sandbars get blasted out. And the amount of tidal flow has been just incredible for the bait, the smelt. And then this is our first grunion run of the year. So an excellent week of fishing, water temperatures, conditions, more typical spring rather than the warm springs we've seen the past several years. It's the cool water species like perch and halibut were really good, but also a lot of halibut and a lot of calico bass inside. Very good perch fishing on most beaches. Hook, line, and sinker reported Halama, Carpinteria, Gaviota, Goleta, all those areas kicking out fish to 2 pounds, gulp sandworms, lugworms, big hammer, 2-inch swim baits, kaling, grubs, all that stuff working. With the grunion run, the halibut bite also perked up. Several legal fish were taken off East Beach, Goleta on Lucky Craft. Lots of calico bass in this area, too. Wiley's reported excellent perch action off Ventura, Oxnard, Wainini, the typical area. 2.9, 2.6, 2.4, 2.2 were the winners of last week's perch derby. All the fish taken on Lucky Craft. You know, if you thought 20 years ago you'd be fishing perch with a 4.5-inch hard bait, it wouldn't seem possible. But that's what's going on right now. Next week, another uptown derby. A couple of striped bass reported off Dockweiler. Big fish reported solid halibut action off Long Beach Shoreline. The stretch from 72nd place to Shoreline Drive has been best. Lots of anchovies and grunion inside the breakwater there. 110 flash minnow and MS anchovies been the hot color. Calico bass, sand bass, and even legal barracuda in the mix of bait there. Hogan's reported good halibut action from the San Clemente Pier to Old Man. Lots of grunion inside. Calico bass also in the mix. Pacific Coast reported good halibut action on the beaches, in the lagoons. 2 weeks ago, 41-inch halibut taken in the lagoon there on a flash minnow. That's a big fish, and I imagine that was a heck of a strike on throwing a bait in the bay and all of a sudden a 41-inch. But you know that lagoon always kicks out good ones, and conditions are ideal. Very good fishing, Pete. Very good.
Yeah, sounds great, Gundy, man. Sounds like such good fishing, and we'll keep it rolling here as spring goes on. It's going to get nothing but better.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good inshore, just great inshore conditions.
Yeah, fantastic.
We'll talk to you next week, guys.
Great job, Gundy. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. And that is our catch report today. We're going to roll right back into those phones. You want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Don in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Bart. Pete and Mike, thanks so much. Ricky, feel better, buddy. There's so much to see at the Fred Hall shows, and I just wanted to thank you, Bart and Pete, for pulling together that Department of Fish and Wildlife seminar, and also Pete for having the director on your show here. It was an opportunity to speak to the man up front. Don't always agree with his opinions or his positions, but to be able to talk to them and ask questions is not something we always get an opportunity to do.
Thanks, Don. Thank you very much. It's a shame that the director has to be so political, shall we say, but I guess that's his job.
Well, you know, the other thing is you look at that panel, and he is the most political. Every guy behind him who basically wears a uniform, they're not so political.
No.
And if you get those guys together one-on-one, they feel most like us. I ran into the head of the wildlife division in Bakersfield and spent a couple hours talking to him. And you know, they're anglers, they're hunters.
Yep.
They want things to be good. They want to make sure that the resource is healthy, but they also want to make sure that we have access to it.
Yeah.
They're not politicians.
No.
And look at Kerry Wilson. You know, here's someone who speaks for us, who loves hunting and fishing. And,
yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, you know, but the director himself is a political appointee, appointed by a governor that doesn't know what he's doing, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
But like you say, I had several chats with, you know, even Chief Bess, who is the head guy, the head officer, is just a regular fishing hunting guy. But one of the interesting conversations I had was with one of the officers that actually runs one of the big boats. I forget which one he ran, but he was out there and we were talking about fishing and lobstering and all that stuff out at the Outer Islands, and you know how great it is and how, you know, different things that they do to enforce those regulations. And I'm all for the enforcement that those guys are doing.
Me too. I don't want poachers out there.
Yeah, we don't want the poachers, and the regulations are out there for a reason.
Right.
So. It's just a shame that when you ask different questions to the director that he has to be, he can't give you a straight answer.
No, I don't think he can, or he couldn't. Yeah. He would never get appointed to that position. Yeah. I almost had some of them coming down here for this one, but their schedules just didn't allow it. So, but next year.
Well, your seminars are absolutely awesome, and there's never enough time to go to all of them. And I just wanted to give also a kudo to Mark Wish. His 90-minute seminar was just absolutely killer, and people got to go see it. There's just so much information that you don't get when he's on the show or on his fish reports, et cetera. So go see him.
Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock on the Mammoth Lake Seminar Stage.
And where is the Mammoth Lake Seminar Stage?
That's in the Bing Crosby Hall.
Okay, which is the middle hall, shall
we
say?
Yeah, it's just where the Hobie Kayak Theater is,
Right there.
You'll see the giant trout from Mammoth Lakes in there. It's right across the aisle from that.
You're going to have the Sporting Chef Cafe in the back of the other room?
In the exhibit hall.
In the exhibit
Costa
hall?
Sporting Chef Cafe, yes.
Yeah, okay.
There we go. Scott Lasetz and Yanni.
And Yanni will be there, too. Yanni's going to be on the show later on. Talking sea bass. So,
in honor of your trip to San Quintin.
Yeah, well, here we go. So, anyway, hey, thanks for that. And yeah, go see Mark Wish's seminar. I've sat through it. It's very, very educational. It's a really a good thing that he does there, too, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Don. Appreciate that. Let's jump back in the phones and let's talk to Doug in Montebello. Hi, Doug.
Hi. I was wondering if you guys would do like a blood drive versus San Diego Blood Bank versus Long Beach Memorial, then as an incentive, you give like a free parking or free admission to the fishing shows?
I don't understand the question. I didn't.
Yeah, a blood drive. It's not.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's. We support our charities. We support Friends of Rollo. We support CCA Cal. Everyone has things that they support. You know, our resources are kind of stretched pretty thin supporting those two organizations, and we would love to lend our support to other things, but I don't think the show is particularly the right venue for that.
Yeah, okay. Now, speaking of Friends of Rollo, this is the big time. This is it. This is for the big drawing, right? They've got you buy your tickets, spin to win. It's happening at the Del Mar show, right, Mike?
Absolutely. The big drawing, the grand raffle drawing will take place Sunday afternoon at our Del Mar show. It's the last day of our show, and it's the last day to buy tickets for that grand raffle. We have this year.
What time are we going to do that?
I think we're doing it at 4 o'clock.
Something. Okay. That'll be on the Cousins stage?
Yeah, it'll be at the Cousins main stage there in the Seaside Pavilion, which some people refer to as the tent. But you can't miss it. It's right by the Ford display.
Okay.
And, that's always an exciting time. You don't have to be present to win, but a lot of people gather around to watch the drawing. We're going to be giving away 30 prizes this year.
30?
30. And they total well over $30,000 total. But some of the prizes that I just think are fantastic. And what we do is we take the top 10 and we draw those names and we let those winners choose in order that they're drawn what they would like to win. So someone doesn't win something that they have no use for.
Right.
But some of the prizes that we're giving away this year, we're giving away a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. That's one of the prizes. We're giving away a set of 5 Cousin Rods. That's just one of the top 10. We're giving away a fantastic trip to Rancho Leonero for 5 nights, and that includes 2 days of fishing with Jen Wren.
Wow.
It also includes an airfare allowance. So it's the whole deal. I mean, that's a wonderful...
So airfare, the Jen Wren fishing with Captain Mark Rayer.
For 2 days.
2 days.
And then 5 nights at Rancho Leonero.
That's got to be over $5,000.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want to win that? We're giving away... there's a variety of things. We're giving away a 10-day trip, of course, on the Royal Polaris. Frank is always so generous to support us with that every year. Steve Pinard is donating a day. For 4 fishermen to go out on the Blackjack, a private charter, so you could pick that if you're one of the top 10. Lowrance is giving us a $2,500 voucher to buy Lowrance or Semrad Electronics.
Really?
Yeah. It just, the list goes on and on. There's even a $1,000 Nordstrom's gift card being given away. So if somebody that wins this is not an angler, who wouldn't want to have that? So there's a lot of great prizes.
You would have to be present to win.
You do not. You do not.
If you can't get to the show, you can still buy tickets.
You can buy tickets by calling a phone number, which is 858-227-4252. But you can also get that information just simply by going to CaptainRollos.org, which will give you the page that we just talked about, and you can see all of this, and you can call that phone number. And what you'll do now, because we're so close, you'll leave a message, and probably someone will call you back. They will call you back. I'm thinking it might be Tim Baker might call you back, and he'll get that set up so you're in the drawing for Sunday. But it'd be a lot better if you just come to the show, enjoy the show, and while you're there, buy some tickets and support this cause. We are in the transition now of name change. Friends of Rollo has been the name since 1999. It remains the name of the nonprofit, but we're going to shift gears, and we're in the process, and we will be referring a lot to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And Captain Rollo being the key here, because this is all in memory of him. And we want to always maintain that. But we were having trouble as we reached outside the fishing community for support that people were a little, you know, they didn't really quite understand. It was a little fuzzy for them. So by changing the name to Captain Rollo's, they may not know exactly who he was or what this is all about, but it sounds a little bit easier to understand. So
and it has kids in the name.
It has kids in the name.
Captain Rollo's
Kids at Sea. Yeah.
Great description. And if you know anybody that it's a 501c3 charity, we need money to take kids fishing, bottom line. And so if you know anybody that maybe could give some money to Captain Rollo's that you can connect us with, contact us.
Yeah, exactly. Just go to the website and you can send an email or make the call. We accept also more and more, as more people are finally figuring this out, that we can use your used fishing tackle. So if you have somebody that has maybe stopped fishing or has gotten to the age where they don't fish anymore, maybe even passed away. They call us, they say, hey, I've got all this fishing tackle, we can make arrangements to pick it up, and we use that, we convert that to funds, which we then take more kids fishing.
And how do you convert that to funds? You sell it at Day at the Docks and different things like that?
Day at the Docks has become our single largest fundraising day of the year because of that. We accumulate this in a very large storage area, and then on that day we haul it down there and it all gets priced and sold.
If you want to buy some tackle, my hint is go to Day at the
Absolutely.
Docks.
There's some fantastic deals.
April 9th this year.
Yes, it is. And we already know, because I've been watching it accumulate, we have a lot of stuff that's been donated and it's coming in daily.
Yeah. So
that's a great way to support the cause, in addition to buying the annual raffle tickets.
Yep. Or spin the wheel.
You know, the spin the one wheel has kind of taken on a life of its own now. It's been at it for enough years. And for those of you that don't really understand, we have manufacturers who want to support us, but they're not really comfortable with just writing a big check. So what they do is they support us by giving us product donations. Obviously, that doesn't do us much good unless we can get turn it into cash. So we use the Spend to Win wheel. So we ask for $10 donations. You spin the wheel. You win on every single spot on the wheel. It just depends on what you're going to win. And it has become a tradition now. People come to the shows, and that's one of the first things they do. They want to spin the wheel, and that's how they support the cause. And it helps us. It's buying tickets is fine, and spinning the wheel is fine, and donating used product is fine, and just writing a check and making it out to Captain Rollo's and handing it to us at the show, we have that happen pretty frequently.
And you can win tickets on the wheel.
Oh, you sure can.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely,
so
you can.
If you want to make your donation that way and win tickets, that works too.
Aren't you guaranteed a $10 return for every $10 you give?
Oh, yes. There's nothing that you win that is worth less than what you're donating. And in most cases, you're winning far, far more than that, to the point where we have other nonprofits now that come and they spin the wheel. And then they take the product that they win and they move it over to their nonprofit. That's how good a deal it is. So.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more fishing here, talk more Fred Hall, Del Mar show coming this Thursday to the Del Mar Fairgrounds. More with Bart and Mark and you. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yamaha's Choose Reliability sales event is on. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends March 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speed without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled. chilled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.